Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Morning. Happy Monday. We are back from our short hiatus. We have not met for the last 2 weeks as we have been on break from our fast and the holiday, but I am so excited to be back with you all. So for today, our time for devotional and prayer will be from Romans chapter 13, and we are going to be focusing on the first 7 verses. So if you have your Bibles, please feel free to get them out because that's where I will be reading from for our time for today. So our subject for today is submit to governing authorities, and it comes from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. And just knowing that we are in a time where our world is changing in many, many ways. Many ways that we don't understand, many things are taking place, many orders are being put into place, changes are being made that some of us may not personally agree with, and we'll get into what the Word of God says about that, as many of us have our own viewpoints, but many of us also think that things can be done differently and that things should be done differently as well. So I am going to start by reading from the New King James Version, the first 7 verses of Romans chapter 13, and starting at verse 1, it reads, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." So those are the first 7 verses. I also want to read the New Living Translation. So as we go to break down these verses, we will cover the New Living Translation as well. So I'll go ahead and quickly read it. Starting at verse 1, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Pay your taxes too, for these same reasons, for government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority." So I know that that was a lot, but we're going to break those 7 verses down. So starting at verse 1, every soul must submit to governing authority. every soul. No one is exempt. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authority. So that's whether we like or dislike whoever is in office, whether it be Congress, whether it be president, whether it be mayor or the government, even all US government departments and agencies, as we know that it is many, many of them, including federal agencies as well. So even if it's whether or not the person that we have voted for, whether we think that they are the best fit or not, whether we agree with their viewpoints, unless it's unethical, immoral, or goes against what God's word says. And we'll get into that a little bit more in a second. So why do we have to submit? Because all those that are in authority are there because God put them there. God allowed them to be in the positions that they are in. God allows them to make the choices, the decisions, the laws, the policies, the orders, and the changes that they do. God has given them authority to do so. It says, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. For all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So God has placed each specific person, every leader in every season and term in the seats that they are in to serve a purpose. And that purpose is to fulfill his plans, even when we don't understand it. God understands it. He knows how long their term is going to be. He knows how long their term is going to pan out for and what is going to pan out during that specific period of time. He knows what decisions they are going to make, whether they seek him or not. He knows what they are going to do. Nothing is a surprise to him. He knows what good they are going to do. He knows what evil that they are going to do. So we have to remember that just because God appoints the leaders, national leaders, those with governmental authority, doesn't mean that he always appoints them to bless us, to save us, to help us, to meet all of our needs, to turn the world around. It doesn't mean that because he appoints them that he only appoints perfect leaders. And we know that one, nobody is perfect and nobody is ever going to be perfect on this side of heaven. But what we must understand is also that no one person can save us. If we're looking for a savior, we are to look to Jesus. Jesus is the only savior. He's the only person that can save us from whatever problems that we are facing in this world, even personal problems as well. And I think that one of the issues and problems that has caused us to be in this pandemic is the fact that so many of us are living up to or seeking or living in the state of the fact that we are in idolatry. So that's one of the reasons that we are in the space that we are in right now. People are looking to man for saving grace and not the one and only true savior who does give it. And we know that Jesus is the savior of mankind. He offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice, and all the saving that we need comes from him. Acts 4:12 reads, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. No one else. 1 John 4:14 reads, we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So why are we continually looking to be saved by man? So just as we have learned that God doesn't always appoint leaders for the reasons that we think, he sometimes appoints them for judgment as well. And clearly judgment is taking place right now in our world. This pandemic is a sign of judgment. Throughout this year, many people have been so eager for 2020 to be over, thinking that one, this virus would be gone, things that would go back to normal, that the virus would be over, that things would get better. But here we are, almost into the last leg of this year, and 2021 is approaching. And if anything, things have quote unquote gotten worse according to statistics and media, but thank God that we don't put our hope in statistics and media, because we know the power of God and what he's able to do. But we also know that there are things that are required of us as well. So the thing is that God doesn't want things to go back to normal or how things used to be. God is pruning, God is warning, God is looking for repentance from evil, from wickedness, from sin, and not just some sin or things that we think are sin, but literally all sin. He wants his people to turn to him. He wants people to seek him, to make him a priority. He wants us to be able to deny ourselves and our flesh and to be able to take up our cross and follow him daily. There are no days off when it comes to following Christ. God doesn't take any days off in keeping us and covering us and protecting us and watching over us and being there for us. So we have no time to have any days off either. He's also looking for us to put our will to the side and seek his will and his will only. He's looking and wanting us to live righteously and to confess our sins and to turn from them. And we are to do that daily. It's not just, oh, I'm going to confess my sins for today and everything is going to be all peaches and cream. No, we have to make sure that we are confessing our sins and turning from them on a daily basis. And until we do better as a nation, God will keep trying to teach us the same lesson over and over until it's too late. And only he knows what that timing is. But if I were you, I wouldn't wait until it's too late, because when it's too late, it's too late. There will be a time when God says enough is enough. And a part of that time is here now. And as a nation, we are reaping the consequences of it. But there will also be another time to come as well. So I won't get too much into that on today, but I do want to encourage you all to read Jeremiah and Ezekiel. So the book of Jeremiah and the book of Ezekiel, they are long chapters, but they are so good and very applicable to what we are going through in our world today. So moving on to verse 2, if you disobey authority, you disobey and bring judgment on yourself. So therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. That is the New King James Version. And the New Living Translation states, so anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. So just knowing that disobedience brings judgment, disobedience brings death, it brings destruction, it brings curses, it brings about consequences. It brings about confusion and trouble in everything that you do. Disobedience brings about diseases, droughts, storms, attacks, stagnation, oppression, loss, disasters, war, epidemics, danger. It brings about anxiety. It brings about hopelessness and despair, and it brings about terror. And this is not just a list that I have created on my own. It is in the Bible. So you can go ahead and read Deuteronomy 28 verses 15 through 68 to just kind of meditate and learn more about those things as well. So knowing all of that, that should be enough for us to be obedient. It should be enough for us. It should be enough to make us want to be obedient. So I know we speak a lot about blessings and blessings for being obedient, which is in Deuteronomy chapter 28, but there are also curses and consequences given for those who are disobedient. So we want to make sure that we are not just reading the good things that are due to us, but even the bad things when we are disobedient. And that is not just to governing authorities, but we are to be obedient to God in all areas of our life and in everything that we do. It is too high of a price for us to be disobedient, and it's not something that we should take lightly. So remember that government only has authority from God, and that is why we are to listen and obey them. Unless they are ordering us to do something that is contrary to God's word, and first we have to know what's in God's word to know if they're ordering us to do something that's against it in the first place. So just encouraging you all to open your Bibles and read it and study it and meditate on it day and night as it instructs us to do. So we know what our part is, that we are to submit to governing authority, but we also know that the government has some type of responsibility in this as well. So verse 3 reads, for the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear for of the authorities. Do what is right and they will honor you. So that is the New Living Translation. If we read the New King James Version, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good and you will have praise from the same. So basically, all in all, we are to do what is right and we are not to fear. And we are to do what has been instructed for us to do from the government as well. And most importantly, we are to obey God because God has put them where they are. So we want to make sure that we are being obedient to what he's instructed for us to do. And if we know also who we are in Christ, we have no reason to fear at all. And we have no reason to fear any authorities as well. And I know a lot of times we may have questions about authorities and whether they're doing what's right and wrong and so on and so forth. But even in that instance, I just want to encourage you all, even as the word states, that we are to pray for our leaders, that we are to pray for our state. We are to pray for our country as well. So I am going to read a few verses from 1 Timothy chapter 2, and starting at verse 1, it reads, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people, whether you like them or not. We are to pray for all people, ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. So as we are to obey, they are to obey as well. And just as when we are disobedient and there are consequences for our actions and judgment that is brought upon us, when the government and those in governing authority are disobedient and are not obeying God and even the laws of the land, that there will be consequences and judgment for them as well. So they are not exempt either. So moving on, Paul also tells us that government authority are God's minister to us for good. So even when it doesn't seem good, we know that God is working all things out for our good. Even when things that are happening don't make sense, even when it's things that are happening that we don't want to happen, we can rest and find confidence and hope knowing that God is allowing certain things to happen for a specific reason and a purpose. We also learn from this passage that they are God's servants. They are not God. And we have to make sure that we are not making them gods, lowercase g, but they are God's servants. They have been put in the positions that they are in for a reason and a purpose, just as God has put us on this earth for a specific reason and a purpose. And just as we are to fulfill our assignment, they have an assignment that needs to be fulfilled as well. And we also have to make sure that they need to make sure that they aren't putting themselves on pedestals as God, but those are also areas of prayer that we can go in and to intercede on behalf of as well, to ensure that they are carrying out God's plan and purpose. So I'm going to read verses, we read verses 5-7. So just all in all, as an overall viewpoint of the last few verses, verse 5 states, therefore, you must be subject. And I think that is the key word for this devotional on today. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. Also for conscience sake. So we are to be subject to governing authority. We are to obey. And we have to do that so that we do not receive judgment, so that we do not receive wrath for disobedience. And we are doing it because God's word tells us to. But we have to remember that we are being obedient to God. We are submitting to him because it's what he's called us to do. So just being mindful that our submission is to God. And we are doing it also for our own conscience sake. And also being reminded for us to be led by the Spirit, not to be led by pride, not to be led by what we want to do, what we think is right, but also making sure that we are aligning it to the Word of God. And if they are asking us to do anything that is opposite of what God's Word states, if it's unethical, if it's immoral, if it's contrary to God's Word, then that calls for us not to obey because it's going against God. So just remembering the submission piece and that we are obeying God, not so much as many of us think from the perspective that we are obeying and being submitted to man. We are doing what God has called and instructed for us to do. So I pray that this devotional gives you some deeper insight into what God's word says about Christians and government and how we are to be submitted, whether it's things that we want to do or don't want to do, but making sure that we're doing what God has called and told us to do. So that is our devotion for today. We will go ahead and go before the Lord in a brief time of prayer on this morning, asking if you all could humble your hearts and minds and remove any distractions and assume a posture of prayer as we go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. Also asking for you all to join with me and pray aloud with me anything that God places on your heart to pray for during this time. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, for giving us life. We thank you for giving us breath. We thank you for giving us strength, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even giving us second chances, oh God, because you know and we know that we have not been perfect. We come to you on this morning, even knowing that there are things that we need to confess before you, oh God, that there are things that we need to repent from, oh God, that we need to come into submission to you, oh God, that we need to surrender to your will and not our own will and plans, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for second chances. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God. We thank you, Father, so much for how you are working in and even for each and every one of us daily, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your presence, oh God. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will continue to lead us during this time of devotion and prayer, oh God. We ask, Father, we invite you, oh God, to just have your way during this time. We invite you, Father, to have your way in our life, oh God. We invite you, Father, to have your way during this week, oh God. And I ask, Father, that you will even begin right now to open our eyes, oh God, to things that we have done wrong, things that we have done that have not been pleasing to your sight, oh God, anything that we need to confess before you, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will allow us to begin to start calling those things out right now, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will forgive us, oh God, for having prideful spirits, oh God, for having rebellious spirits, oh God, for going against what your word states, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us your words to study, to obey, to meditate on it, to know what it says, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will help us not to just be hearers of your word, but to be doers of your word as well. I pray, Father, that you will help us all to be able to submit to governing authority, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will help us to do our part, oh God. Help us to serve you and not man, oh God. May we be led by your spirit, oh God, in all things that we do, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will continue to lead and guide us on this day, oh God, and this week, Father, continue to order our steps, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your protection. We thank you that you have been keeping us, oh God, that you have been keeping us daily, that you've been keeping us through storms that have been around us, oh God, that you have been keeping us, Father, from attacks that have been going on around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being our shield, Lord. We thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you, Father, for keeping us from dangers, both seen and unseen, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, oh God. Keep a hedge of protection around our family and our friends and our loved ones, oh God. Keep a hedge of protection, oh God, around every person that is connected to us, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for keeping us in the midst of a pandemic, oh God. We know that this year was not what we expected, oh God, but we know, Lord, that you are doing something in this earth, oh God, that needs to be done, Father. So
So we come before you, oh God, with a spirit of humility, oh God, just asking, Lord, that you will heal our land, oh God, that you will heal this nation, oh God, that you will turn each and every one of us, oh God, away from all evil and wickedness and sin, Father, that you will continue to prune us, oh God, that you will continue to do a work in each and every one of us, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to be with those who are grieving, oh God, who have been impacted and even affected, oh God, by COVID-19, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will show up in their lives as the healer that you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, for healing bodies right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even healing minds right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that during this time that you are drawing us near and close to you, Father. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be able to keep you at the center of our life, oh God, so that we are able to remain in the center of your will, Father. So continue to keep us safe, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to show up as the healer that you are, oh God. And I pray, Father, that you will help us to trust your will, that you will help us to be able to trust your timing as well, oh God. Continue to be with us on this week, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will continue to cover this nation, that you will continue to cover this world, Father. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, oh God, for leaders that you have in position right now, Father. I pray, Lord, that they will be submitted to you just as we are coming to you today and even each and every day after today, Lord, to be submitted to your words, to be submitted to your will. We pray, Father, that you will even help those who you have put in seats of authority, oh God, that they are submitted to you, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will raise up godly leaders, oh God. We pray, Father, for change to happen in this world, oh God. We pray, Father, for miracles, for signs and wonders to happen in our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that you will put people in positions, oh God, who will seek you, oh God, who will fear nothing but you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will even begin to put the fear of the Lord in all leaders, oh God, that you will even place the fear of the Lord in us, that you will remove all fear of the spirit of fear, oh God, as we know that it does not come from you, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will give us a sound mind, oh God, in all that we do, in all that we think, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to be with us, continue to keep us, oh God. We thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that even during our times of weakness, Father, that you are the one who strengthens us, Lord. We ask, Father, for peace to reign through this world, oh God. We ask, Father, for peace to reign in our lives, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will give us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. I ask, Lord, that whatever it is that each and every one of us have been asking of you in prayer, oh God, that you help us to continue to seek you, oh God, to not give up, oh God, just as your word says that we are to pray without ceasing, oh God. So I ask, Lord, for those who are losing hope, oh God, that you will place hope inside of them, oh God, that you will increase their faith, oh God, that you will increase their trust in you, oh God, that you will allow them to be able to experience you in new ways and mighty ways and miraculous ways, even on this week, oh God. We thank you, Father, for what's getting ready to take place on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to keep our eyes and our minds stayed and focused on you, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will remove all distractions on this week, oh God, so that we don't miss what you are doing in this world, what you are doing in our lives, and what you are trying to show us, Father. So I ask, Lord, that you will even begin to open up our eyes, give us new perspective, oh God, give us new insight, oh God, give us new wisdom and revelation, oh God, and help us to truly be able to align everything with your word, Father. I ask, Lord, that you will convict our hearts, and that you will not only convict our hearts, Father, but you will help us to turn away from the things that are not like you, Lord. So we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this time of devotion and prayer. Continue to lead us and guide us on this day and even the rest of this week. We give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. 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 As always, if you have prayer requests, I see that some of you have put them in the comments. So after this is over, you can feel free to message them to me. You can email them to me to hello@aspiritualwarrior.com as well. So thank you all for tuning in on today. I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing day, and I love you all.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.